Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour team. Back after the trip up to Los Angeles, down to Anaheim, and now home in San Diego. We're at the AMR studio, first of four against the Pittsburgh Pirates coming up. A couple non-NL West or AL West games for the Padres against both Pittsburgh and the Mets this week. Will Venable is here. Do you guys get tired of divisional play the way maybe I get tired of divisional play, or do you like seeing the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks and the Rockies and the Giants over and over and over again?
You know, they're big league baseball games. They're all exciting. Yeah. We're excited to be out there no matter what. But yeah, it's always nice to play some teams that you don't see a lot, see some other players, and a good different look.
Yeah. What about from a hitter's standpoint? Is it easier when you see a guy a bunch of times through the season, you kind of have those at bats against him, or is it sometimes easier with like a fresh start against, you know, an AJ Burnett, you know, tonight, who you don't see, you know, a couple times a year, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's always an advantage as a hitter to face guys that you've seen before. You know, at the same time, you know, you might match up better against some of these guys you don't face a lot. So there's pros and cons to both.
Fair enough. I imagine it's been nice being in the lineup most days for the last couple of weeks. How settled in do you feel to this thing right now?
Good. You know, feel like comfortable in the outfield and, you know, feel good at the plate. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and help our team win, take advantage of whatever opportunity I have to help the team. But, you know, it's been nice the last couple of weeks to be out there. And, you know, I've got to get those guys back healthy. But until then, you know, be out there doing my thing.
So you got into doing your thing, as you kind of alluded to, after the injuries. What was the process of staying sharp every day? You know, you never know when that opportunity is going to present itself. You never know when all of a sudden you're going to be asked to be playing every day again. What was that like for you this year?
You know, it's just about work, just going out every day. And whether it's, you know, in the weight room or in the cage, on, you know, doing extra work, you know, you know you're not going to have an impact on the game until maybe later in the game. So that first part of your day when you get to the field and you have those couple hours to prepare are really, really important, and you really got to grind. And, you know, just make sure you're taking advantage of that time so whenever your opportunity does come, you're ready to go.
All right, let's talk about the fun stuff from this weekend or this week against the Angels. Is it more fun to take a home run away from somebody or to hit a home run? You've done both quite a number of times in your big league career. This one was pretty spectacular against Mike Trout, which kind of makes it more fun, at least for us. So which is the better feeling, the robbing of the home run or the hitting of the home run?
I would say they're equal. As long as you're helping your team win in any, you know, in whatever way it is, you win the game and you make a play, whether it's driving in a run or saving a run, I think that they're equally, you know, gratifying.
All right, that's a very political and fair answer. It makes sense, too. Now, look, for us, it was a lot of fun to talk about it because Trout does this somewhat on the regular, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it matters to you who hit the ball, but is there a little bit of extra, like, hey, that was Mike Trout. I just out-trouted Trout. I mean, that was sort of the joke we were all making.
Yeah, well, yeah. And considering that, you know, on that field, he's done that countless amount, you know, numbers of times to different people. It was, you know, I guess ironic that it was Trout who hit it. But, you know, the situation was what it was. It saved us a couple runs and. So it was all good.
Saved the Padres a couple of runs in a game that would be scoreless into extra innings. So a huge, huge, huge moment in that game that allowed the Padres to go on and win it. And then I don't want to forget about the catch last night. That one was pretty spectacular, too. What was the degree of difficulty comparison for maybe the two great catches the last couple of nights?
The Trout ball was much tougher, just going back on it and having to take my eye off it and then find the wall, and there was some twilight going on, as opposed to, you know, a ball right in front of you that you just reach out for and kind of your fall takes you into a dive.
It's way too nonchalant. You know, come on, look at that, man.
You know, those are the things that you practice as a kid. You know, you and your brother throwing balls, you know, to dive for, you know, those are the fun ones, you know, that it's just instincts. You know, you just go out there and try and catch it.
Also, in a huge part of a game last night, seventh inning of a two-run game, Padres with the lead. That helps preserve the lead. With the Trout one, though, back to that, did you have it all the way? I mean, you just mentioned the twilight and some of the things you're competing with there, knowing the wall is coming and the warning track. Do you pretty much have it the entire time? Do you have it and then figure out where you are and pick it back up? What's that like for you in that
situation? Yeah, you got to you know, ball hit over your head and, you know, the wall's coming up on you, you have to take your eye off the ball to, you know, get your direction right and make sure that you're efficient in your route and head in the right direction. And then the wall comes and you have to deal with that. And then picking the ball back up in the twilight, it was just lucked into it. But the ball ended up just being right where it ended up being, which was a good thing because I couldn't see it until it got close to me.
That's crazy. One of the spectacular defensive plays we've seen in all of baseball so far this season. As long as we're talking about defense, that was a fun way for the game to end last night. You don't often get the walk-off outfield assist, but Kemp gets Ibar trying to stretch a single into the double. Guy's a potential tying run in that situation. That's a fun way to end a game, I imagine, for the outfielders.
Yeah, big time. And what a great play by Matty, man. You know, like you said, we got guy in scoring position with some big guys coming up. It was a huge play. Throw was right on the money, and a nice play by Alexi to put the tag on him.
I like the Amarista fist pumps and the claps. He was all fired up. That's like the defensive equivalent of a walk-off, and you don't see it very often, as we said. It was a lot of fun. All right, so this season, you know, we had the ups, we've had the downs, a couple of wins in a row now, obviously try and keep that rolling against the Pirates here this weekend in a four-game series. How would you evaluate sort of the mood of this team and just sort of where everybody's at, you know, coming into this homestand?
Everyone's feeling good. Everyone's really positive. I think, you know, the first stretch there of 40 games or so, I think you saw just a lot of good things, but maybe not all synced up in the right way. And I think that, you know, this last series was really good in the sense that, you know, our pitching was great, our defense was great, and our big guys hit the ball well and came up with some big hits. And I think that's what it's supposed to look like for us. And, you know, hopefully that kind of catapults us into more of that here coming up.
Yeah, I like that. I think the Angels series, the successful parts of it, the sort of the blueprint that we all kind of expected maybe back at the beginning of April, and you hope to push that forward. Is that what's most encouraging, you think, at this point, that, all right, we just saw finally, you know, what can happen, you know, with the pitching and the hitting is all in concert?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you know, speaks also to the guys we have. You know, the expectations we have are obviously high, but they're high for a reason because, you know, all of our players that we have, it's a good, great, great collection of talent. But guys with, track records of you know, a lot of success in this game. So and that's what good players do. They play well and, you know, eventually we get them all on the same page, we're going to be all right.
I like that. All right, one last thing for Will Venable, and I know you're sick of this question and this conversation, but when I say Will Venable, longest tenured Padre, you know, you smile a little bit. Is it crazy to you? Because I imagine it feels like, hey, I'm a young man, and now you've been here longer than anybody else has been here after this incredible amount of turnover we've seen.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to be around for so long. You know, I felt fortunate to be able to be with guys like Chase Headley and Nick Hundley and the coaching staff for as long as we were together up until last year. That in itself was great, and to still be around is, you know, it's a blessing. I'm so happy to be in San Diego, part of this organization, but time sure does fly.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, Will, always appreciate you stopping by and for the conversation, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Will Venable. We'll take a break. Got more Social Hour coming up. Reminder, too, as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Big thank you to Will Venable. More Social Hour right after this.